Welcome to your five for today. I was intrigued to read about an American lady named Annie Johnson Flint. She was born in 1866, and 3 years later her mother died while giving birth to her sister. Her father found it difficult to cope, and her family looked after the two girls but were not very kind to them. Soon afterwards the father died, and the two orphans were brought up by another family, Mr. and Mrs. Flint. That gave Annie her third name, as she was born simply Annie Johnson. This couple deeply cared for the girls, even though they were far from rich. Luxuries were in short supply, but they received love and care. They attended a church, and at a young age Annie became a committed Christian. She eventually trained as a teacher, and it seemed as though her problems were behind her. But after a few years, she was forced to leave her teaching job due to deteriorating health. She was diagnosed with a debilitating and chronic rheumatoid arthritis. In those days, there was not the medical help there is today. She had to spend long periods of time being cared for in a sanatorium. She eventually was so crippled by the illness that her body, including her hands, became twisted and distorted. She later developed cancer, which raged through her body, and blindness became a problem. Eventually, her skin was so damaged by sores and boils that to ease the pain, she had to have 8 pillows to support her. Her life seemed to consist of continuing disappointment, pain, and agonizing illness. Yet amazingly, throughout her life she wrote hymns, songs, and poems, even when others had to put the pen through her gnarled fingers. It was painful to write, but she persevered, and many of her works were published, which enabled her to pay for her medical costs. Yet nowhere in her writing is there any sense of bitterness or resentment at what had happened to her. She seemed to demonstrate a wonderful gratitude and appreciation for God, and she delighted in her faith and her relationship with the Lord. Amazingly, she wrote the following, which shows such glorious thanks and joy in God. She wrote these words, "He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added afflictions he addeth his mercy, to multiplied trials his multiplied peace." She went on, "When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus he giveth and giveth and giveth again." They are wonderful words of assurance, and as we reflect upon those words, we are deeply challenged by the faith, even in pain and trials, of Annie Johnson Flint, who died in 1932. Thank you for listening.